The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
If you want to listen to some good gaga about the wrestling business, you got to listen to Perched on the Top Rope with Lee. I listen to it every day and night, even when I'm on the loo. See ya, folks. Bushwhacker Luke.
You know, I've always wondered if Bushwhacker Luke is happy or sad that he lost the shortest time in a Royal Rumble. Oh, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sports Kita. I am Lee Walker. And you already know the results and everything that has happened in the Royal Rumble. So I'm just going to go through the results real quick. DIY retains the WWE Tag Team Championships in a 2-out-of-3 falls match, defeating the Motor City Machine Guns. They had help, of course, in the third match, as it was 1-to-1. They can thank the Street Profits for the win. And Cody defeats Kevin Owens in the ladder match for the WWE Undisputed Championship, which they also hung the WWE Eagle Wing Championship. I was ecstatic for that. In my opinion, that is the best heavyweight championship belt they've made. Maybe it's because I was a kid when that belt was out. I own one, but still, it's the greatest. But I digress. The Women's Royal Rumble, we saw Charlotte Flair take home the victory. And in the Men's Royal Rumble, we saw Jey Uso win the Men's Royal Rumble. So, knowing those results, I want to go over some of the statistics with you all for the men in the Women's Royal Rumble. Now, this year in the Women's Royal Rumble, the person who spent the most time in was Roxanne Perez. She spent a total of 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 47 seconds. That is a long time. Hot dang. Good for you, girl. Would have been nice if she won, though, but she did get an elimination, which was nice, defeating Galil. And next we have the shortest reign or time spent in the Royal Rumble. And if you know anything about New Legacy Inc., the 14th spot held the shortest time in the Rumble with a minute and 20 seconds, and that spot goes to, sadly, Maxine Dupri, which, by the way, when she entered the Royal Rumble, the crowd went crazy for her, okay? They did her dirty with that minute 20 seconds. Did her dirty. Now, Charlotte Flair is the winner of all of this. She is the first, second-time winner in the Women's Royal Rumble. She had a total of 4 eliminations, throwing over the top rope, Meechan, Piper Niven, Nia Jax, and lastly, Roxanne Perez. Now, this year, the most eliminations, while we're on that topic, goes to the one who came out in the number 29th spot, which was Nia Jax. She tossed over Zelina Vega, WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus, the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Bianca Belair and Naomi, Stephanie Walker, I totally said that wrong too, Io Sky, Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan, and Nikki Bella. That's right. She eliminated all the legends who returned, which were Trish Stratus and Nikki Bella. Now, there's one thing that I absolutely love about the Royal Rumble, and I already said this. I love the when the legends return, or like a wrestler returns who's been gone for a long time, or like, you know, the surprise people. The women's Royal Rumble, as I just said, we had two WWE Hall of Famers with Trish Stratus and a returning Nikki Bella. But that's it as far as legends go. Now, we did have, as we found out, she has signed with WWE. Jordynne Grace entered in the 19th spot. She did finish up with TNA, even though WWE and TNA have a working relationship. I'm still going to not be shocked if we see her working with that. As it's reported that Jordynne Grace is going to do some time in NXT, which I'm sure that's also going to help the relationship with TNA. Pretty sweet there. But as far as the Women's Royal Rumble goes, stats-wise, that's pretty good there. I mean, you only had... There wasn't many people who didn't get eliminations, and I'm going to count them off. Ten women in the Royal Rumble did not get an elimination. And one of those ten, as I spoke earlier, was a returning Alexa Bliss. By the way, I absolutely loved her jacket with the tribute to Bray Wyatt. Very touching. And it looks like Lily got an upgrade too. So yeah, 20 out of the 30 women in the Royal Rumble got an elimination. That is some pretty interesting stats right there. Now, when it comes to the men's Royal Rumble this year, I will start out with who was your longest person in the Rumble, which we already know that it was Jey Uso who won, but your marathon guy in the men's Royal Rumble is nowhere near the time of the women, but it goes to Penta, spending 42 minutes and 5 seconds in the men's Royal Rumble. Now, the shortest amount of time goes to Ludwig Kaiser, as Ludwig only spent a total of 6 seconds in the Royal Rumble before getting eliminated by the man who spent the most time in the Royal Rumble, Penta. Yeah. Now, when it comes to the person who had the most eliminations, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at a tie, and that tie, oh no, we don't have a tie. Well, anyway, Roman Reigns had the most eliminations. He had 4 eliminations here. And then when it comes to those who didn't have eliminations, there was 13 men in this year's Royal Rumble who did not have an elimination. That's almost half the field that did not eliminate somebody in the Royal Rumble. Now, I would go on to say that the most shocking eliminations came with Logan Paul eliminating CM Punk and AJ Styles. 100%. We saw Damian Priest eliminate Drew McIntyre, which looks like it's going to set up a feud between the two, as Drew was very upset at a certain superstar who overspent their time in the Royal Rumble. Now, obviously, we had some even better things, like Seth Rollins was one of those 13 men who did not eliminate anybody, but he got eliminated by CM Punk. And CM Punk also eliminated Roman Reigns. Now, to me, that's pretty shocking. It almost seems like you could set up a triple threat match between the three of them. But it looks like Punk is going to try one more time to get into that main event at WrestleMania and is joining the Elimination Chamber. And John Cena, post-Royal Rumble in the media scrum, told everybody he was entering the Elimination Chamber. He wants a 17th championship. Now, Roman Reigns had four eliminations. Those four eliminations were Braun Breaker, Sheamus, The Miz, and Joe Hendry, the TNA World Champion. Now, again, I love surprises. And this Royal Rumble, your biggest surprise was Joe Hendry. Hands down. Although Joe Hendry only lasted under 4 minutes, but still. Still. Joe Hendry, part of that WWE TNA working relationship together, was rather cool to see. Oh my god, I lied. Roman Reigns shared the most eliminations with Jacob Fatu, as Jacob eliminated Rey Mysterio, Chad Gable, Jimmy Uso, and Andrade. Well, I'm too far to edit, and I feel like an idiot, so enjoy that mistake, folks. Enjoy that mistake, that's all I can say. Now, there was one other person who was eliminated in under a minute, joining Ludwig Kaiser in that beautiful under a minute time, and that is Eyeshow Speed, who took the place of Akira Tozawa. Tozawa was attacked from behind as he was making his entrance, and Triple H was scrambling in the back to find somebody, and Eyeshow Speed happened to be there chatting away with somebody. So Triple H threw him in the Royal Rumble. And he took a nasty spear from Braun Breaker. But I absolutely loved it. Now, if I had to pick something shocking that happened in the Men's Royal Rumble besides the finish, I'd have to say that it was Braun Strowman only lasting in the Royal Rumble for 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Now, why is that a shock? Because he came in the Royal Rumble as, I mean, this is the most stacked Men's Royal Rumble I have ever seen. And there was just so many people in this Royal Rumble. And for a big man like that, like, you know, you expect that with, like, Omos and, or, you know, the Great Khali, when the whole group goes after the one person. But this was not the case. You know, he got his elimination on Jacob Fatu, as those two had Jacob Fatu has a lot of beef with people. Storyline-wise, that is, folks. You know, so he eliminated Jacob Fatu, and in the end, he ends up eliminated by John Cena. Boo, I know. Anyway, one thing that I am always interested in is fans' reactions. So, on our social media, I had asked fans quite a bit. And we are going to first start with... I had posted about Jey Uso winning the 2025 Royal Rumble. And Chad Levy Taylor said, favorite RR of all time. It was a good Royal Rumble. Justin Caldwell... Rumble was solid. Wasn't hyped about Charlotte, though. Trust me, not many people were, and I've got a lot of comments of those to read. Robert Palm? John will eventually win the EC, won't he? Question mark. I mean, that's a good question. And Chad Sneed? 900 years early. I wasn't really sure what he means by that. Like, Jey Uso is, like, a little early to win the Rumble. But, yeah. Anyway. More comments to read. People's thoughts about the Royal Rumble. Oh, God, there's so much of this. Andy Lee, they were all... I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. Didn't like Charlotte winning, but Jey Uso winning was a surprise. It was a surprise indeed. And then Josh Champion, not surprised by the results. Not surprised by the results. They eliminated everyone that mattered, and it was just...
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Uso and Cena, and it made more sense, but yeah. Okay. Now, the best part is I got some stuff with Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry posted up with Triple H. John Strano says, HHH is saying, soon he will be mine. Referring to the Royal Rumble, James Atkin says, it should have been more TNA stars in the Royal Rumble. Well, I mean, it's a working relationship. They can't have the Royal Rumble... Like, I mean, I wanted more surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble too, but I was thinking more legends than TNA, but yeah, they could have used some more TNA people there. Like one or two. Liam Mitchell says, Jay was a great call. Flair, I kinda get. They want to paint her as the returning hero coming back from injury to defy all odds and all that. It's just a shame that a lot of fans are over her and would have preferred someone else got the spot. I got a lot of comments like that. Shane Snordley? WWE has to learn fans are sick of Flair automatically getting title shots because of her last name. Stratton and Ripley are doing decent jobs as champions, so why feed them to the burial machine known as Charlotte Flair? I don't run WWE, but good question. Mike DeBrien. I was happy for both. Charlotte wasn't my first pick, but I'm happy for the story that will be told. Jay, I think, will do amazing against Gunther, and Cena can get into the WrestleMania against Cody at Elimination Chamber, or this year will be a story build-up of Cena trying to win the title all year with him capturing it at the end of the year and whoever has Money in the Bank cashes in on him to end John Cena. Well, John Cena is retiring at WrestleMania, and that could happen, maybe. I mean, but maybe the elimination, no, that couldn't happen, because I don't think we have the Money in the Bank match. Joe Damron, I don't get it. People complain everything is so predictable. No one should have guessed Jay winning, yet y'all still bitch. Charlotte deserves the hate, shouldn't get to walk in after being gone for more plastic and win. Oh, she had knee issues, dude. Yeah, there was more plastic down, but she had knee issues. Come on. Sean Whitehawk, stay mad. Yeet. I'm going to yeet with you. Stacy Wood, I was thrilled they both won. Way too many NXT people. That is the first time I've heard somebody complain that there was too many NXT people. Bryson Bertok? I don't like that Jay in the main event, but I'll give him a chance. I don't think it'll go well. But we will see. Charlotte, on the other hand, I think it's awful in all aspects and doesn't deserve the spotlight she gets, especially being gone forever. Then just thrown into the main event of Mania is so dumb. Roxanne should have won that match. That would have skyrocketed her career, and you'd be pushing someone fresh and new for once. Okay, I gotta give him credit on this, because I believe the Royal Rumble was originally designed to push somebody's career, just like, King of the Ring. It was, same concept. Jey Uso would be one that is, I would say, is perfect for that. Charlotte Flair, not so much. But my issue with this is the fact that we literally just saw Jey Uso get a title shot at Saturday Night Main Event less than 2 weeks ago. So we're going to see Jey Uso versus Gunther again? Or does Gunther lose the title before WrestleMania? That's the question. Jeff at C. I heart the queen, but I would have preferred seeing an NXT girl at this point. Okay, there's another NXT. There's the first. Or second one. That's the second comment I've seen. I'm not reading everybody's comments. I'm just scrolling through. Okay, I'll give these guys a shout out. Wrestling Dream Card. Okay, legit question. Would Charlotte make your wrestling dream card? If you could choose any wrestler from any company and any era included. What? Alright. Shouldn't have read that, I guess. That was dumb. Angel Salvador. Flair, I can understand, but Jay? ... Keith Alexander. Okay. Flair comes back and wins, but then gets hurt and vacations. It's a regurgitating cycle that is bad for business. WWE botched Alexa coming back and not having her win, or at least being in the final four. Jay, on the other hand, is so well over with the fans. This is a smart move. He also made Gunther work for his win. Okay, that's fair. Cena and Roman have had their moments. Sure, Punk hasn't, but he will eventually. Those whining that Roman didn't win, do you really want the same song and dance every road to WrestleMania? Roman in another Cody story. Vengeance for 2024. Come on. They ran Cody versus Roman for 2+ years. We need new stories. Roman will be around for a while and we'll get more titles. Plus, The Rock's eventually going to inject himself with Cody and Roman soon. Cena has all year. He's gone in December. Plenty of time to write him in for one more world title. Mania after winning the Chamber, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Money in the Bank. Let this cook off for fuck's sake. Let long-term storytelling do its thing. Hell yeah, brother. Although I thought Cena was retiring at WrestleMania this year. I thought that was the deal. I thought that's what he was doing. Amy says, but are we too focused on who's winning? This year's Royal Rumble was the most entertaining Royal Rumble since 2010, if I believe. While everyone has a feud or connection with each other, no random bullshit. And the women's have so much name that come back a new name. They were good Royal Rumbles. I will admit that. I had no issue with that. Mike Kinney. Nobody hates wrestling more than wrestling fans. You are not wrong there. Jody London, who was at WrestleMania. I was in the crowd. A lot of head shaking for Flair. A lot of hard cheering for Jay as a surprise winner. Christopher Sage Nelson says, the three important matches won by the kids of Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, and Rikishi. Triple H paying his respects to legends by having their kids win big matches. That was well put. I like that. Andrew James Baker says, Charlotte didn't need the rub. She's a 14-time world champion. She's a name already. Maybe someone like Natalya as a round-off to her career or an up-and-coming star. I'm happy Jay won. As long as Logan Paul stays away from the main event scene. I gotta give you that, but at some point they're gonna put a world title on Logan Paul, I'm telling you. It's 100% gonna happen. Matt Steele. I fucking hate marks. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Now, here's an even cooler and a more interesting fact. Is, you know, Jey Uso becomes the fourth Anoa'i family member to win a Royal Rumble. In 1993, in the WWF Royal Rumble, Yokozuna eliminates Macho Man Randy Savage to win his first Royal Rumble, his only Royal Rumble. WWF Royal Rumble 2000, The Rock wins the Royal Rumble. I believe Stone Cold was the last participant in there. The Royal Rumble 2015, Roman Reigns wins. And now the Royal Rumble for 2025. Your boy Yeet. Jey Uso wins the Royal Rumble. Now, my honest opinion about the Royal Rumble is this. It was a great premium live event. Even if it was just four matches, it was still very, very entertaining. The 2 out of 3 falls tag team match was great. You got to really see what the Motor City Machine Guns can do and that they can still perform great after giving us 20 plus years in the industry already. When it came to Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens in the ladder match, this was a great ladder match. The ending was intriguing to say the least. I for sure thought we would have seen reports kayfabing that Kevin Owens was injured when he took a spine buster through a ladder, and his head went, you know, through the steps there in between. He was bleeding and everything. Cody wins the match, pulls down the two championships because the Eagle Wing was up too. It was a great match. Great storytelling. Great storytelling in the match itself also. When it comes to the Women's Royal Rumble, you had the big return of Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair as returns, and Nikki Bella as a return, because from my understanding, she's coming back to WWE. And then you had the one surprise, which was Trish Stratus. So you had three returns, realistically, and one surprise person. I thought it was great. I did not understand having the IC champion, Lia Valkyria, and the United States champion, Chelsea Green, coming out in like the fourth and fifth spot. You know, those are your champions. I would have thought that they, you know, for starters, would have been spread out a little bit, but I also would have thought that they would have come in a little later as well. You know, put some respect on those fucking belts. Especially because they're brand new. When it comes to the Men's Royal Rumble, this was absolutely stacked. Absolutely stacked, basically from the beginning. But it was the last 10 guys that came out where you knew like all hell was going to break loose, and it was a great show. So much was teased for us when it comes to WrestleMania. I would also go on to say, who saw that ending? Not me. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. You can find us anywhere and everywhere when it comes to podcasting, from Google, Spotify, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle. Apple's my favorite. It's Perched on the Top Rope. We have awesome interviews, card breaks, unboxing videos on YouTube. Over 1,400 subscribers. Thank you, by the way, because a couple hundred of you literally have just come in like the last few weeks. So I really, really appreciate that. YouTube.com/PerchedOnTheTopRope. We are on Facebook with over 17,000 strong. We're so close to 18,000, it's not even funny. It's like maybe 20 people away. Facebook.com/PerchedOnTheTopRope. That's where we generally post all our wrestling news. There's satire stuff. You'll enjoy it. We're also on Instagram and Threads at PerchedOnTheTopRope Podcast. That's a lot of funny photos and memes and things like that. You'll enjoy that, folks. We are on TikTok. We never left. It's still on our phones. Our TikTok is Perched on the Top Rope. Rest in peace. You can watch Kevin Sullivan get humped by a dog. You heard me right. Rest in peace, Kevin Sullivan getting humped by a dog. And there's a bunch of other stuff on there, like Tessa Blanchard being chanted, she's a racist. That one's a current trending one on my TikTok with 310,000 plus viewers. Thanks for that. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on X at Perch Top Rope, because apparently Perched on the Top Rope is too long. So fans, until next time, remember, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.